As the new year approaches, a surge in violent crime is casting a shadow over Trinidad and Tobago, with the nation now facing one of the highest murder rates in the Caribbean. The dual island country recorded 623 murders as of this week, a toll exacerbated by a violent weekend. Police say the attacks, which involve high-powered weapons, have become so extensive that they now pose a significant threat to public safety. Among the violence was a gang-related shooting, prompting government officials to declare a state of emergency to curb the violence and prevent further retaliation. The criminal gangs, via the use of the high-powered assault weapons and other illegal firearms in areas of Trinidad and possibly Tobago, are likely to immediately increase their brazen acts of violence in reprisal shootings on a scale so extensive that it threatens persons and will endanger public safety, Attorney General Stuart Young said in a statement. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said the goal of the emergency is to target those involved in criminal activities and the illegal use of firearms. Nearly half of the murders this year are reportedly linked to gang violence, with officials acknowledging the violence has reached levels comparable to some of the most dangerous countries in Latin America, including Colombia and Mexico. As part of the state of emergency, police and military forces will flood the streets to intensify efforts to combat gang violence. Authorities will also have expanded powers under the declaration, including the ability to take individuals into custody without charge and conduct searches without the need for warrants. This includes searches of both private and public properties. Despite these measures, officials have confirmed that no curfew will be imposed as the country prepares for Carnival, which draws thousands of international tourists each year. The last state of emergency in Trinidad and Tobago was declared during the COVID-19 pandemic to help slow the spread of the virus.